Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a topic that's hitting property managers and landlords hard right now. In 2024, landlords filed just over 1 million eviction cases in the jurisdictions tracked by the Eviction Lab. That's a major signal that something in the tenant-landlord relationship is breaking down. I'm here with our guest today to talk about what property managers can actually do to reduce tenant defaults before they escalate to eviction. So, let's start with the big question. Why is tenant debt so challenging to collect in the first place?
Yeah, it's a great question. Tenant debt is tricky because once a tenant falls behind, the relationship becomes strained really quickly. You're dealing with people who may be facing temporary financial hardship, job loss, or just poor budgeting. And unlike other types of debt, rent is tied to housing. So there's an emotional component, right? Property managers are often stuck between enforcing payment policies and trying to maintain a livable, respectful environment. When communication breaks down or tenants avoid contact entirely, collecting becomes nearly impossible without formal action.
Right, and that avoidance can spiral fast. What does the data tell us about how widespread this issue has become?
The numbers are pretty stark. Across the cities tracked by the eviction tracking system, the eviction filing rate was about 7.8% in 2024, meaning nearly 8 eviction filings for every 100 renter households. That's a lot of disruption, not just for tenants, but for property managers trying to keep units occupied and cash flow steady. When you're managing multiple properties, even a handful of defaults can seriously impact your bottom line.
That's significant. So if someone's listening and they're a property manager dealing with late payments or seeing early signs of default, what should they focus on first to turn things around?
Start with clear communication and documentation from day one. I mean, this goes back to the lease agreement. You need to outline acceptable payment methods, due dates, grace periods if you offer them, and consequences for late or non-payment, including late fees and potential legal action. A lot of property managers also use automated reminders now, sending texts or emails a few days before rent is due. It's a simple nudge that helps tenants stay on track and avoid penalties.
That makes sense. Prevention is definitely cheaper than cure. What about when a tenant does miss a payment? What's the next step?
First, send a friendly reminder. Sometimes it really is just an oversight. Property managers shouldn't assume the worst right away. But if that doesn't work, you enforce your late fee policy as outlined in the lease. Late fees serve two purposes. They compensate you for the delayed cash flow, and they signal to the tenant that timely payment is taken seriously. If the tenant is usually responsible but hits a rough patch, property managers can offer a temporary adjusted payment plan, breaking the overdue amount into smaller installments over time.
I see. Go on. So you're trying to keep the tenant in place and current, rather than jumping straight to eviction.
Exactly. Early intervention can prevent escalation. Offering payment plans or pointing tenants toward financial assistance resources can make a real difference. I actually had a tenant a few years back who lost their job unexpectedly. Instead of going straight to eviction, we worked out a plan where they paid smaller amounts weekly until they got back on their feet. They ended up staying for 2 more years and never missed a payment after that.
That's a perfect example of how a little flexibility can go a long way. Now, mediation services can also help resolve disputes before they become legal battles, right?
Absolutely. But if those efforts fail and the tenant remains non-responsive, that's when you move to formal notices.
And that's the pay or quit notice, right?
Yes. It's a legal demand letter informing the tenant they need to pay the overdue rent plus any fees within a specific time frame, commonly 3 days depending on state law, or vacate the property. It must be delivered properly, often taped to the door and sent via certified mail, and it has to include specific details like the total amount owed and the deadline. This notice often prompts action, either payment or the tenant moving out, which at least lets you re-rent the unit.
That point about formal notices sets up our next piece, handling the legal side of collections and compliance. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
When tenant debt becomes a challenge, property managers need a partner who understands compliance and results. Since 2004, Southwest Recovery Services has specialized in B2B collections and accounts receivable management. They provide compliant collection services for residential property management, helping landlords address delinquencies responsibly. With offices strategically positioned across multiple states and a family-owned approach focused on integrity and accountability, they offer customized solutions including tenant outreach, account validation, and skip tracing. Go to swrecovery.com to learn more.
Picking up on formal notices, how do property managers handle the eviction process itself while staying compliant with all the regulations?
Compliance is critical here. Property managers can't just lock a tenant out or shut off utilities. That's illegal. They have to file for eviction through the courts, and that means showing up with documentation, the signed lease, records of communication, payment history, and proof that proper notices were issued. Different states have different processes, but the burden of proof is always on the landlord. Property managers who are well-versed in landlord-tenant laws can move through this smoothly and avoid costly mistakes.
And I imagine those mistakes can be expensive, both in fines and in lost time.
Definitely. Missing a step or violating a tenant's rights can derail the whole process and open you up to lawsuits. That's why a lot of property managers coordinate with legal professionals or work with experienced collection services that know the regulations. Some jurisdictions even allow property managers to file for a monetary judgment during eviction proceedings, which can lead to wage garnishment or credit reporting if the tenant still doesn't pay. You know, I always joke that eviction law has more fine print than a credit card agreement, but honestly, it's true.
Ha, that's probably not far off. So to everyone listening, if you're managing properties, have you thought about how proactive your rent collection system really is? Are you offering multiple payment options, sending reminders, and keeping detailed records?
Those are the foundational pieces. Digital tools for automatic bank withdrawals, online portals, and mobile apps make payment easier for tenants and streamline tracking for managers. Regular property maintenance also plays a role. When tenants feel their concerns are heard and the property is well kept, disputes drop and payment compliance tends to improve.
Right. Building trust and accountability on both sides matters. What about tenant screening on the front end? Can better screening reduce defaults down the line?
Absolutely. Thorough screening, checking credit scores, employment history, references, and eviction history helps you identify tenants who are less likely to default. It's not foolproof, but it does reduce risk. A detailed screening report should include a credit report, criminal background check, and past eviction records. Clear lease terms from the start also prevent misunderstandings later. In other words, strong screening up front means fewer headaches down the road. It's all about setting the right foundation.
Makes sense, absolutely.
And if a property manager does everything right but still ends up with unpaid debt, many turn to professional debt collection services. These agencies have experience in property management collections and know how to stay compliant with federal regulations like the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. They handle tenant outreach, skip tracing for tenants who've moved, and reporting to credit bureaus. Recovery isn't guaranteed, but working with a skilled agency improves your chances and frees up your time to focus on managing properties.
So the big takeaway here is that reducing tenant defaults and evictions comes down to a combination of prevention, communication, documentation, and knowing when to bring in specialized help. Prevention and communication, those two really are the foundation, aren't they?
Exactly. Property managers who enforce clear policies, offer early intervention, and stay compliant with the law are going to see fewer evictions and better cash flow. Being proactive rather than reactive makes all the difference.
Well said. Thanks so much for breaking this down today. For everyone listening, remember, the best collection strategy starts before the first rent check is even due. Until next time, take care.